It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
Good morning. It's your girl JJ here, and you are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining us in the studio today is the wonderful Christy L. Jackson from Women CEO Project. She is the founder. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Now, let's talk about the Women CEO Project. What exactly is it?
Women CEO Project is basically a virtual think tank and training company strictly for women entrepreneurs.
Wow. So how did it come about?
Well, in Houston, I've been in Houston 10 years, and I've been a real estate broker for 10 years. And if you know anything about Houston real estate, there are over 26,000 realtors.
Woo!
26,000.
That's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot of realtors.
It's about four houses.
No, I mean, everyone knows someone who's a realtor. They're
yes.
Brother, uncle, cousin.
Yes.
And so about 4 or 5 years ago, I was really at this point where, you know, I wasn't making a lot of money in real estate. Most realtors don't make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I wasn't making a lot of money.
Unless you're selling to like Diddy or something.
Yeah. And you have to sell a few of those.
Right.
You know, most realtors make on average $19,000.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's our average. Yep. Most people don't
know that. Yeah.
And so I was going to all of these networking and luncheons and functions and everything. But none of it was teaching me tangible things that I could take to my business the next day mm-hmm. and try to make money.
Mm.
I needed to make money. I didn't need any hair tips. I didn't need any clothing tips. I didn't need to be a part of a clique.
Yes.
I didn't want to just go and meet again for some organization, take pictures, and I still haven't made any money.
Yes.
So after looking for that and going to every organization in Houston, I decided to start it.
Mm.
So I kind of started what I needed.
Yes.
And we took off so fast. I remember trying to be in the Houston Chronicle and the Houston Business Journal and Real Estate. Never happened.
Yeah.
3-4 months starting Women CEO Project. We're in all of those publications because
wow.
it was needed.
Yes.
And the first year we had over 80 events.
Wow.
So every other day I had something in my office. I almost broke completely down.
I can imagine.
Burned out.
Yeah.
And we had them live.
Wow.
First year was live. So I had all these speakers coming through my office, and I would make them present to me 3 times.
Yeah.
And I made sure that it talked enough about money.
Yeah.
Not just feeling good. You know how like you go and you have those preachers that make you feel like hype, you're hype.
Yeah.
But they didn't teach you anything.
Right.
So Monday, Tuesday, you're like, what did he say on
Monday? Right, because I can't really remember.
Because he didn't teach you.
Yeah.
So it was important to me that the speakers didn't just come in and like make everyone feel like, oh, yes, we can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, how does she do it, though?
Yeah.
What can she take to her desk on Monday?
Yeah.
And she can actually put into action and make money.
Yes.
So, I mean, most speakers had to redo their whole presentation because it was more motivational as opposed to content.
I love that. And that's true. That's so true. And that's, I mean, just I'm thinking about different conferences that I've attended, and I'm like, no one actually did show me how, but you got me feeling great. I feel like I could take over the world.
You feel
just don't know how to do it.
But then you come down off that high and you're like, but what do I do? And then you lose it.
Yeah.
You don't get anywhere. You lose it. So that was the most important thing to me. I want you to show them how to take whatever your niche is, whatever your industry is, how to take that information, give them action steps to make money.
Yeah.
So we just made 3 years.
Woohoo!
And thank you. I'm really excited about it. And last year, we got invited to the White House and got an award for this business.
That is awesome.
So,
that's
again,
a huge deal. What an accomplishment.
It was.
That is wonderful.
It was.
Okay, so tell me, where do you see the Women CEO Project going?
Well, I just launched a brand ambassador program last week. So I'm looking for brand ambassadors all over the world.
Okay.
We have about 3,000 members, but only about 1,400 of them are in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
We started off the first year with all of those live events, and I realized I couldn't maintain it.
Yeah.
And I could only reach businesswomen in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So as you travel, you see there are businesswomen all over the world who have, even though they're from Greece, they're from South Africa, we kind of have some of the same problems.
Oh, yeah.
So the second year and third year, I focused on making all of our courses virtual.
Oh.
So it's actually a little
how
bit
convenient.
Better.
Yes, you can breathe a little bit more.
It's a little bit better for me, but then we started to reach women all over. We're very popular in Nairobi, Australia, Ireland, and London.
Really?
Yes.
How cool is that?
Australia were the most popular after the U.S., which Australia just has a very big women's business movement going
on. Yeah.
And so I'm looking for brand ambassadors all over who can, you know, get together groups of women who are profit focused and action oriented.
Okay.
Not just looking for empowerment.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when you take a look at maybe the criteria of what you want from a brand ambassador, what else does that include?
It has to be someone who can lead on their own. Like, I do a certain amount of pep talking, but mm-hmm. then you really have to have your own internal motivation.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pep talking that happens to myself.
Within, yes.
At 6 a.m. Christy, you got to do it.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
So you have to have that on your own. That's one thing. You have to be, you don't necessarily have to be a people person, because I actually used to be shy. No one believes
me. I don't
me.
Believe it.
No one believes
I don't believe
me.
It either.
In real estate, if you're shy, you don't make money.
I can imagine.
So I was shy for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and that was it. All right, let's get to making some money.
I thought if I just said, okay, I have business cards and I'm in real estate, that they would come.
Yeah.
No, they don't. You have to go out and talk to people. And real estate is one of those businesses where you can go in a room with 100 people. I don't know if he needs a house, she needs a house, they need a house.
Yeah.
So you meet that you actually have to go talk
to
many people. So it got me completely out of, I'm not shy anymore.
Yeah.
So this person has to at least be the type of person to work on it.
Okay.
You know, you have to be able to talk to people. You have to be able to host an event. So you have to be a punctual person, a person who knows how to plan, and a person who's open to learning how to market and get the right type of person in the door. Because again, we're the trend right now.
Mm-hmm.
Women are the trend.
Right.
But because I've been working with women specifically for 3 years, I've learned that there are a lot of people that really just want to be a part of something.
Yeah, that's true.
They really just want to be a part of the conversation. And I do think there's a place for that.
Mm-hmm.
But my company isn't really the place just to be a part of it. We want to actually have people who say, I want to be a part of something, yes, but I actually want to build something.
Yeah.
I want to build something that can actually take care of me, take care of my children, and possibly provide some type of generational wealth.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. How can people get involved? What do they need to do?
The best thing that someone can do is go to womenceoproject.com and then just enroll.
Okay.
That will put them on our newsletter list so that they can find out everything that's happening first.
Okay.
Everything that we're going to do, promote, giveaways, when we have speakers that are just going to work with, let's say, 100 people, we send it out to our database first.
Okay,
so that's
good.
The best way.
Awesome.
And then we have a ton of information that's on Facebook. I probably give more information than any other women's organization. I plan that stuff months in advance. So just going on Facebook, you can get a business started.
All right. So. It is easy. All right. Yay. Well, we can handle that. All right. So once again, the website.
WomenCEOProject.com.
All right. So ladies, you are listening to Christy give you some great information here. It sounds like something that people should want to be involved in. And when you start off the conversation by saying, do you want to make money? All right. I think everybody's ears just lit up like, you know what? I like what she's talking about. So we appreciate you coming in and talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.
It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.